This is Honest Abe Lincoln, and I'd like to read to you from my logs.
Good morning! 6/16/2008. John McCain says habeas corpus a privilege, not a right. Put him back in the tiger cage. He's not done yet. This in reaction to last week's Supreme Court ruling that Gitmo detainees have habeas corpus rights that ought to be respected. These are people who are not citizens. They do not and have never been given the rights that citizens in this country have. McCain, of course, was reading from a document entitled the United States Bill of Revocable Privileges.
It was easy. He just took a Bill of Rights and a Sharpie. John, which document is it that gives us the privilege of habeas corpus?
That's right, John. The Constitution only puts limits on the removal of habeas corpus, which implies that human beings possess this right naturally. But then again, I guess we wouldn't be having this conversation if the Gitmo detainees were considered human beings to begin with. Presumably, John McCain considers them to be some sort of dangerous quarter horse, or perhaps Islamo monkey men. Will somebody hurry up and make this guy president? Aye, aye, aye. And this week's Defending the Internet! Everybody fire up your CG lightsabers and could somebody activate the Lawrus signal? Just a bucket on the skyline. For the internet is in peril! Peril! As you will recall, on March 14th, we won a huge victory when the House voted 213 to 197 for a bill to strengthen FISA without providing immunity for Bush and the telecoms. We legally spied on millions of Americans without a warrant. But then, on Friday, House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer quietly announced a new bill to provide retroactive immunity for past warrantless wiretapping and allow new wiretapping for 6 more years. Let's revisit what we know about wiretapping. It isn't to protect the country because Bush enlisted the telephone companies in February of 2001, long before the 9/11 attacks that supposedly justify this behavior. Now let's revisit what we know about Steny Hoyer, who has taken campaign contributions from AT&T, Verizon, and Bell South, as well as from Ring-a-Ding-Ding, the lovable costumed cell phone mascot who alerts sidewalk traffic about the opportunity to get a free cell phone outside of the T-Mobile on Broadway and 96th Street. Oh, Ring-a-Ding-Ding, you have blood on your hands. You may be asking, what can I do? Well, you can call your senators or fill out the petition linked to in the show notes, entitled Wiretapping, Impeachment, Not Immunity. This has been Abraham Lincoln coming to you from the AbrahamLincolnLogs.com every Monday, every Friday, wishing you a very good day.